This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday approved an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
After the vote, Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans do not take this responsibility lightly and will not prejudice the investigation's outcome. He added the evidentiary record is impossible to ignore. Despite concerns from some in the party about a lack of evidence, Oversight Committee Chair James Comer pointed out every Republican voted for the inquiry.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin likened this to a mystery.
The reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit. It's a what is it?
No evidence has emerged President Biden acted corruptly or accepted bribes in his current role or previous office as vice president. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Earlier Wednesday, President Biden's son Hunter issued a rare public statement outside the U.S. Capitol to push back against allegations his father was involved in his often scrutinized international business dealings.
I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions, manipulated evidence, and lies.
Hunter Biden also told reporters he would not testify at a closed-door hearing with House Republicans, insisting he would only give answers at a public session. Republicans have issued a subpoena to the younger Biden, demanding to question him over his business dealings in Ukraine, China, and other countries as they seek to portray him as corrupt and link the deals to his father. This is VOA News.